I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today I'm talking with Lucy Levasseur. And Lucy is the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Lennoxville and District Women's Center. So welcome, Lucy.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, good. Now, could you explain a little bit of history about what Lennoxville and District Women's Center?
Like the LDWC team, like I've been with the center only for 2 months.
Okay.
And one of the 2 months is for working from home. So
right.
I had just sort of recently joined the team and was really excited about like initiating like a bunch of new projects. And then came the COVID-19 crisis, and then we had to sort of, close the center, but mm-hmm. continue some activities and services from home. So that's why we decided to put together, among other things, like a helpline.
Right.
But the center has been in the community for, I think it's like over 25 years, but I hope I'm not wrong. it's got that mandate to empower and connect English-speaking women and their families in the Eastern Townships through education, support, and advocacy. So we are actually like the only women's center in our area that provides services to English-speaking women. And actually, we do extend our mandate to their families too, because very often there are no services available even for their families. So that would include their kids and husbands, or so in the community. So we have actually a larger mandate than what a women's center would normally have. Because okay. there are no maisons de la famille in the English community, or like a lot of community organizations that we have for French-speaking people, we don't have in our community. So we sort of fill in the hole.
Okay, well that's an important mandate. Okay, that's really important. So you're extending beyond women into their families too. So that's really important, and you're the only center that does this in the Estuary, I guess. Okay, you have a really special project going on right now. It's an emotional support helpline for the Eastern Townships women. So would you like to talk about this project?
Yeah, for sure. As the crisis started, and like we sort of found ourselves confined in our homes, like we thought at the center that it would probably be a difficult time for a lot of people, a lot of women that are maybe already feeling isolated. Like, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of people that are living on by themselves and can't go see friends and family and all that. So, for example, elderly. We were also thinking that it could be a more difficult time for women that are a victim of domestic violence, people that were already experiencing psychological distress or mental health issues. So we really didn't want people to feel like, helpless, because like so many services are closing, and it's hard also to, many times it's hard even to talk to someone on the 811 line for Info Santé and Aide Psychosociale. So we really wanted to offer something for our community. And we knew like there's like a helpline that's existing in Sherbrooke for the township people, that's called Secours Amitié Estrie. And so I know that service pretty well, because I did an interview with them at the other community radio, at the French.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I knew pretty well what kind of services they were offering, but they were not offering it to the English community. So I reached out to them to give us some of their, to transfer us some of their expertise through like online training, and so that we could start our own helpline for the English-speaking community, well, in particular for women. But I mean, of course, that could help also, their families.
Mm-hmm.
So we've started to offer that like last week. And we already had a few calls. Not too many people know about it yet, so it's important to pass the word And from Monday to Thursday, between 10 in the morning and 6 at night, and we might eventually extend these hours if we see that there's a need for it, women can call an anonymous line and can have a fully confidential listening and referral service. So whether, you know, you don't have to experience extreme emotional distress to call, it could be just because, you know, you feel a little bit of loneliness, you'd like just to chat with someone, or it could be for specific problematics that you'd like to talk about, or it could be also because you're looking for a resource in the community that you can't find and you're not too sure where to start. So it's really important that people know that it's, you know, it's we are here for them. And like, we want to extend the services that we're normally offering in person, like one-to-one individual support, to like the phone, and that, and then of course people don't, it's even easier for people to call than showing up at the center, because they don't have to give us their name. Like, we don't have to know anything about them if they don't want to, and they can just have someone just listening to them and maybe helping them to see a bit more clearly what they're experiencing.
Okay, sometimes even a listener really helps a lot. So that's really important. So who's manning the phone lines? Are there volunteers who have been trained?
It's both the staff, like the regular staff of the Women's Center, that mm-hmm. we are like a team of four people.
Okay.
Working from home right now, but normally at the center. And we also have a couple volunteers too that are trained with us. So we are sort of in the process of... even though we already have some skills, obviously, to do that, but we wanted to make sure everyone was on the same page to offer that service. So yeah, there'd be a team of six people pretty much offering that service through the week.
That's that's a lot of people. Okay, so they've been trained. And what is the number? Can we give that out?
So it's the actual phone number of the Women's Center. It's 819-564-6626, so 564-6626. And if people are listening to your show are sort of not in the place where they can note the number, they can just find us with our website, ldwc.ca, and they'll see that's just, you know, the regular phone number for the center. So we have calls transferred to our home phones, and then we have in a space each in our home to offer that confidential listening in a separate, like, a office.
Okay, so, well, that's really well thought out. That's interesting. Okay. Now, in addition to the support helpline, are there any other activities going on with the Women's Center right now?
We are continuing to offer through web conferencing some of our activities that we're helping actually to break loneliness and isolation. So we're decided to transfer them to online activities since last week. And that would be the Parent Tap group, mm-hmm. Which we used to offer in three different communities in the township. So it was in Lennoxville, Stanstead, or Richmond. Like every week was in a different place. And then, so now we sort of like, we're inviting all these parents to meet online via Zoom, the Zoom platform, and, you know, just have a chat with Charity Kerrigan. That's like our early childhood educator that's facilitating this workshop. So, and it's free of charge. Like right now, everything we're offering, it's free of charge. Even if people are not a member of the center, they are welcome. You know, to participate and join us. So every Wednesday night at 6:30 6:30 in the evening, there's the parent up. And we also used to have a play group where young moms and their tots could meet every Tuesday and Thursday every week. And we thought it would be nice also if they could continue to see each other and maybe talk about different challenges they're experiencing right now. And so that continues on Thursday, 10 a.m. On the Zoom platform again through web conferencing. Okay. So all the info is on our Facebook page, And people can also call the 564-6626 number, the general number of the Women's Center, to get more information about these two activities.
Okay, that's great. So could you repeat the website again?
The website where they can find the phone number is ldwc.ca.
Okay.
And, and the easiest really is just to call 564-6626 or also visit the Facebook page of the LDWC. So it's like that's the abbreviation for Lennoxville and District Women's Center.
Okay, so that's great. You have a Facebook page too. Now,
There's more up-to-date info on the web on the Facebook page.
Okay, because Facebook's very popular, so that's really important too. So lots of good services. You aren't totally closed down with the COVID crisis. In closing, do you have a special message that you'd like to relay to the Anglophone women of the townships?
Well, it's just to let them know that it's really normal to feel overwhelmed at the moment. And I think the good thing to do, you know, it's really just to make sure to not stay alone with these feelings and at least be able to share them, you know, with people, you know, with friends, family, and all, of course, which are by calling our helpline, because we're really here for them. So just to offer you know, listening and in a very non-judgmental way, and maybe explore different different solutions or different resources that could benefit them. So we're all in that together, and like okay. We want to know that we're really still like we want to keep that contact with them.
Good, great message. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Lucy?
Maybe just I'll just repeat the number again and really encourage women to call, and not that it's not just a crisis line, you know, like you don't have to be in a state of crisis to call. Like I said, it could be just, you know, and like you would just do to, like, you just calling a friend, you know, just to for some venting a little bit, and just chatting, and just tell us all you're doing too, and if there's anything also that we could do that would help the women of our community. So I would just finish like that and repeating the number. That's 819-564-6626, and to call call us Monday to Thursday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And eventually, if we see that there's more demand, we'll probably open up like later in the evening, and probably on Friday too, or even eventually in the weekend. So we'll hope, waiting for your call.
Okay, well, that's a great service, and we thank you very much, Lucy, and all the best to you and your family during this COVID crisis.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for having us on the show.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.